This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Jason Boebert, the ex-husband of U.S. Representative Lauren Boebert, was arrested yesterday following a physical altercation with his teenage son. Court records show Jason Boebert was arrested on charges including misdemeanor assault. Garfield County jail records confirm he was released the same day. The son said Boebert became physically aggressive while drunk. Police say the arrest was not related to a public argument between the Boeberts at a restaurant over the weekend. Jason Boebert called 911 during that incident and claimed his ex-wife punched him in the face. The Republican representative denies that. Today is the start of a new legislative session at the state capitol. Lawmakers will meet for the next 4 months. They'll approve next year's state budget, along with hundreds of other bills. Democrats hold historic majorities in both chambers, but may face divisions between what progressive and more moderate members want to get done. Housing and the overall cost of living are among priorities for both Democrats and Republicans, although they are likely to disagree on some of the solutions. CPR's Benta Berkland says the legislature is starting on a tense note.
There just seems to be a lot of fault lines between Democrats and Republicans, among the parties, Democrats and Democrats, and certainly the GOP has divisions, and an increasingly volatile political environment across the country.
The annual legislative session runs into May. A Boulder-based property management company has settled with the state attorney general's office for charging tenants illegal service fees. Attorney General Phil Weiser announced yesterday that Four Star Realty agreed to pay $1 million in restitution. An investigation found that the company charged for damages not caused by tenants and fees not included in their leases. Four Star Realty rents mostly to college students in Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and Greeley. Come find more at CPR.org.